Welcome to the Frontiers Podcast, a production of the Heartland Institute for Translational Research. For more information on this program, visit frontiersresearch.org. That's frontiersresearch.org. In this edition of the Frontiers Podcast, we visit with two medical students who have taken a year out of their clinical training to study clinical and translational research. The interview with Kelston Lynch Ellis and Aaron Heller was recorded during a symposium in Kansas City on May 31st, 2012.
We both received the T32 Fellowship, which is a training grant for students who are pursuing a professional degree, so either an MD, DO, or a PharmD, I believe, who is eligible to apply for this type of a grant. And it has enabled us to take a year off from medical school and spend a year getting a master's degree in clinical research and developing our research interests by doing a actual research project over the course of a year.
So what kind of work has been funded with your grant, Aaron? What are you attempting to do?
So the idea behind the T32 project is that everybody either identifies a mentor before they come in, or the program helps you find a mentor, and then you have a project that you apply with that you wanted to do for the year. So my project was looking at a novel use of a drug that already exists called captopril, which is an antihypertensive to treat lung damage from fat embolism that commonly occurs with long bone fractures and trauma. So that was one project, but then also most of us have more than the one project. So I have another project that's a retrospective chart review study looking at whether or not use of vancomycin in the postoperative wound prevents infections in spinal surgery.
So this is something, whenever we talk about translational research, this is really taking it from concept to something that can be used by an individual medical professional in certain situations.
Yeah. So what's been interesting about the symposium so far, and Scott Weir is the director for, I think, Pharmaceutical Innovations. I'm looking forward to hearing him talk later, because it's where it should go ultimately if we can figure out how to make it work.
Okay, Kelston, tell us about what kind of work you're doing.
Well, similar to Aaron, I had multiple projects going on this year. My mentor is from Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences in the pharmacology department, Dr. Mary Pease McCray, and we are looking at why HIV therapies do not completely cure the virus. And I'm on more of the basic sciences end of the translational spectrum, but we are specifically looking at the proteins that prevent the drugs from getting into cells that are harboring the virus.
So how did you find out about this opportunity?
So I had done a research fellowship during the summer between my first 2 years of medical school that was an established program at KCUMB. And through that, I had developed a relationship with my mentor and had expressed interest in continuing to develop my research skills and my research interests. And I had actually been looking for opportunities to do a fellowship of this sort. And then Dr. Patrick Clay, who's also in the pharmacology department at KCUMB, who is also part of the Frontiers Initiative, when the funding was announced last June, he came to me because he knew I had expressed interest and said, I think this would be a great opportunity for you to apply. And it was a very quick turnaround because there was a short year after the award was announced, and I was able to apply and was received the award in about a matter of 10 days.
So, Aaron, tell us about the application process.
The application process was really pretty easy for our class, but the packet includes, like I said, a project that you're proposing to execute during the year, and then just basic background, CV kind of information, and I think maybe one or two letters of recommendation. But it was really very straightforward, and the coordinators at the CTSA are extremely helpful for at least from the T perspective. It's been very, very easy to get along with them.
Kelston, then this is something that is a great opportunity for you as a professional, and then also to be able to generate something that may be useful out in the clinical world.
That's the hope. That is absolutely the hope. My goal is to be a clinician researcher, and I'm still defining exactly what field that's going to be in, but I feel like through the master's classes that we've taken this year and the experience that I've had in the lab, I will be able to translate those skills into whatever field I go into, and I feel confident now that I can design a clinical trial and be a principal investigator and take those skills with me throughout my professional career.
Aaron, what's your hope?
I think I wanted to, you know, continue doing clinical research in some facet of my clinical practice. I don't think I want to do the bench side of the translational research anymore so much as coordinate between the bench and the clinic. That's kind of where I'd like to fit in.
Okay. Well, then, Kelston, what would you recommend to someone else who is somewhat in your position? What kind of suggestion would you give to them and how to move forward and take advantage of this?
I think the most important thing is to identify a supportive group of people to be around you, identifying who your mentor is going to be for your research project, because that's someone that's going to be with you every step of the way, and also additional people at your institution that can help you, and the people at the KU that have been in charge of executing the T32 program are extremely helpful. Anita Makin and Dr. Aronson and Dr. Barron, I know, are great with talking with people, explaining to them what this is about, and presenting the opportunity. But I would just say identify really great people to support you and find something that you're passionate about that you will enjoy doing and enjoy learning more about, because you're going to spend a lot of time with that subject matter.
Aaron, anything to add to that?
I think it's a good year off. It goes by very fast. You learn a lot. I think it's worth doing. Like, I agree with her. You got to find a good support group, people that have your best interest.
So there's the trade-off of having the year off for medical school, but you gain so much otherwise.
Yeah, you really do. And that's the big fear, I think. It's already 4 years plus X number of years for residency after that. You know, my thought was, what's one more year? But Kelston said this will be her second master's degree, so.
Yes, it'll. So my education, my professional education has turned into 6 years, but I think it's well worth it.
Yeah, I think it's been worth it.
Kelston Lynch Ellis and Aaron Heller are students at the Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences. For more information about Frontiers, visit frontiersresearch.org. Frontiersresearch.org. I'm Laurel LeBou. Thanks for listening to the Frontiers Podcast.